At this point in their careers, the doctors have seen just about everything. But nothing could quite prepare them for their next patient.
I'm a cosmetic concoction.
After spending more than $200,000 on surgeries to date, Cassandra is hoping the doctors can make a few more enhancements so she will look like her idea of flawless. Paris is more than the Champs-Élysées. In fact, Parisians rarely venture to the tourist choke boulevard unless they are there with out-of-town visitors.
French perfection of a pastry. That's why you come to France.
Most Parisians prefer the tranquility of spots like the Arène de Lutèce to have a quiet chat, read a book, or people watch. And the outdoor food markets like those on the Rue Mouffetard. After her sexual assault, Claudia stops cooperating with police. She's not interested in the justice system.
Roberto planted the seed. That's all she needed to hear.
Believing she knows the person who attacked her, she and her boyfriend Roberto want revenge, street style. Now that the cabinets and custom-made countertops are installed, it's time to put on the finishing touches and show the homeowners.
We entered into our house and then we're in someone else's kitchen.
With plenty of storage and family-friendly upgrades, Allison and her talented team can celebrate yet another successful crash. It's the last round of competition and the final two bakers are scrambling to make sure every detail, from flavor to decoration, is perfect. Laura has no time to remake her burnt caramel, so now she'll have to think fast before the clock runs out. Karen and Eric need to decide which tiny home to call their own that will fit on the land behind her parents' house.
Big decision to make. Choice is clear. We're getting the big one.
Despite being over their budget, the 400-square-foot home with the larger bedroom and office space wins out.